I'm sorry to say that there's no spiritual rebirth without spiritual death. Well, I'm not sorry to say it actually, because that's just how it is. Again, I need to explain how I'm going to be conceiving spiritual rebirth in terms of the dynamic mandala. And that is that it follows on, you could almost say automatically, from a spiritual death. So, in other words, I was just saying that when we actually see through a delusion, whether it's temporarily or permanently, so to speak, that delusion is potentially gone. It's like there's a direct seeing that what I believe to be the case, such as I'm a separate me in here, just isn't the case. Now, that is the spiritual death, the delusion is seen through, and there's an immediate kind of corollary to that, which is that we now see things in a completely fresh way. You know, it's not that we suddenly see lights and colors and angels and God knows what. It's simply that we're seeing our ordinary experience with, well, you could say with fresh eyes, but not just fresh eyes, but all of the senses are fresh because they're no longer colored by this particular deluded belief. And even if it's only a glimpse of insight, there's still that kind of sense of opening to life in a completely new way. Very often, people who come on retreats begin to get glimpses of this because I know it from my own experience before I lived at Vajraloka. If I went on retreat, there would come a point at which things were just much brighter, much clearer. I could take interest in, say, a stone or a bit of moss, just sort of be thoroughly absorbed in very ordinary things. So it's the same also with, of course, our experience of our own being. We become much more present to it and we see it in a completely fresh way. If we're not feeling the sense of separation, well, of course, what's happening? We're feeling more connected, we're feeling more whole, we're feeling more complete, you could say. So that is a way in which I talk about spiritual rebirth. The question arises, how do we actually deal with this in terms of the dynamic mandala, in terms of the practices that we're doing? And my approach is mainly to emphasize what we need to see through, because that's something we can actually do. The spiritual rebirth aspect is not something that we can do. It's something which you could say arises spontaneously because of the practice that we've been doing. It's not something that I can make happen, because in a way, the I that I believe I am, well, it's not ultimately real. It's just thoughts that I have about what I think I am. If I see through that, then there's suddenly a clarity about things, which is wonderful, but at the same time, it's not something that I, you know, the limited me or the conceptual me, can make happen. So there's just this opening out into, well, this is how it is. Sadly, I can't give people a practice to do that, except that all of the practices that we've introduced so far in terms of integration, positive emotion, spiritual death, they all are relevant to that happening. That's one way in which I'm looking at spiritual rebirth. But there's another aspect, which is okay, let's say a delusion has dropped away. Okay, there is an opening to how things are. When that happens, things can be very, very sort of blissful. People could easily think that they're enlightened at this point. And then life continues, stuff happens, and suddenly you find that, oh, I seem to be in bad mental states again. This is very, very salutary in Dharma practice. It's that we open out and we've really seen something. There really has been an opening, but it's not like we've suddenly become a Buddha. Far from it. It's easy to suppose that at the time, but it's not the case. So there's a book about this by Jack Kornfield called After the Acidity of the Laundry. I would recommend that book. It does go into a really unavoidable aspect of spiritual rebirth, which is basically when the crap hits the fan. And in one way or another, that is going to happen. We have got these, what are technically called the kleshas, which means the afflictions, craving, aversion, delusion, pride, jealousy, and so on and so on. These are the negative emotions, which, even though we've had some glimpse of insight, they're still very much, thank you very much, but I'm going to continue to happen. So that is an aspect of spiritual rebirth. It's actually dealing with our negative emotions. Again, I will go into that a bit when we come onto it.